Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 almost here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze newspaper. Comes out every Thursday, so we get a preview in the morning of what's coming. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Well, we start off with a really scary story about St. Michael's Cemetery. I've seen it so many times. I finally got a chance to go in and take a look at it. And what was so interesting to me was the fact that back in the early 1800s, Pensacola was like a nightclub where you've got French, Spanish, African, English, Greeks, everyone mingling, falling in love. Yes, falling in love.
I love it.
Intermarrying and creating Pensacola. And a lot of the people who live here today can trace their ancestry back to those people that are buried in St. Michael Cemetery. Very interesting. And, you know, what's also cool is anyone can go volunteer with them and help clean it up. Every Wednesday morning, they are looking for people to come out there and help just pick up trash or things that people leave in the cemetery because it's apparently very popular with a lot of people. So they are looking for volunteers, and you can learn so much. It's just very fascinating to me.
Outstanding. It is Halloween tomorrow, so it's Happy Halloween Eve right now. There are going to be neighborhoods that are known for their good candy, and they're also going to have, what, traffic is being prohibited in some of them? Is that right?
In Gulf Breeze, the Plantation Hill neighborhood is very popular, and so they're going to cut off vehicular traffic around 5:30, except for people who live there, of course, just to make it more safe. Also, Victorian Village down in the Tackle Point area, that's another area very, very popular with the kids. And so that also is going to be restricted. So if you are not personally, you know, someone who lives there, you might want to park nearby one of the stores, like Lowe's or somewhere like that, and then walk, because otherwise you might be unable to, you might be turned around.
Hey, that's
so
great information.
This is all for safety.
No,
yeah,
that's great. Mm-hmm. We've got a big decision coming up because, of course, with the government shutdown, Saturday, SNAP benefits not going out unless the government reopens or finds a way to fund it. We were talking to Manna yesterday. Meg and Pep Talk was talking to them yesterday. But, you know, people are bracing for this. It's going to be a big deal, right?
Well, the food pantries, we did introduce several of the food pantries, and they have had an uptick so far because people are already thinking, I want to get ahead of this. Also, the amount of food that they received from the federal government was cut in half. So the food pantries are looking for donations. If you can spare anything that you have, please get in touch with one of your local food pantries. We have a list of some of the people around our area that do provide food for the people who need it. We're hoping to get ahead of this because there's nothing worse than hungry children that, you know, cannot fend for themselves. So we're definitely trying to help people get ahead of it. And we hope that we hope cooler heads will prevail and, you know, end this whole thing. But for now, we're just trying to do what we can do to help people. And it is a very serious situation.
Yeah, I know Dee Dee Flounlecker was telling Meg yesterday that their 1 week increase in need requests was 88%. And they've served like 70,000 people, and 42,000 of them are kids. The number of kids that are dealing with food insecurity is enormous. You've got a story about the Woodlands Park and a couple of others getting some grants from NERDA.
Yeah, this is something we've been covering for a long time, and it's a $1.2 million natural resource damage assessment grant with zero local match. So the city doesn't have to pay one thing into it, but it's going to help.
That's Triumph penalty money, right? That's penalty money from the oil spill, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But this one is only for, you know, water access to improve fishing. And so they're going to, this is going to improve boating, paddleboarding, kayaking, all of that area. So they're going to have bathrooms put in at Shoreline Park South, Vista Park and the Pier, and Woodland Park. So actually, Vista Park and the Pier were removed from the project list, but they are going to have at Woodlands Park going to have a lot of really nice amenities there. So
it got me all excited about Vista Park because that's like all out on its own. So, but okay. All right. Still good. So
yes.
You also have a story about the drainage project at the Ranchettes.
Yeah. So, I actually live real near by the Ranchettes. That area used to never flood. And then they say that once they have a lot more construction on Highway 98, suddenly their neighborhoods were underwater during the 2014 flood and the 2020 Hurricane Sally event. So, of course, this county has been working, the local mitigation strategy group worked to get to alleviate the flooding, and that project is finally done.
Yay.
So I'm sure that they can rest a lot easier knowing that they have taken steps, and thank goodness for that.
Outstanding. You've got honor rolls inside this week and next week. You've got a calendar for Halloween events and always so much information in the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher.
And don't forget to fall back. Don't forget to fall back. I nearly forgot that part.
Okay, I'm gonna say this, and somebody's probably going to get on me for saying it, but somebody said, hey, Saturday's Benny Hinn Day. We all fall back. Wait. Josh.
Okay.
John's rolling his eyes at me. All right, I said it. Whatever.
Sure.
Lisa Newell, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
And I hope to see you in the breeze. Thank
you.
Yes,
ma'am. I make you laugh in spite of yourself, right, John? All the time.
It's like, she's like, okay, what?
Okay, what did I just walk into? I don't know.
It's been all morning.
I'll see you in the breeze. Okay, yeah, it has been. It's a weird day today. So I can't explain it, but, you know, I'm enjoying myself. I hope you are. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, what? Oh, yes. Thank God. Old dog, new tricks, my wife would say. We have a sponsor for the Gulf Breeze News segment, and we appreciate that. Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
That's right. Avalon Boulevard southbound, just south of Sterling Way. It's basically a parking lot right now due to an earlier accident that took out the red light controller. So the red light is not working in that area. So just avoid that at all costs. Take Highway 90 because that is looking a lot better. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Just a minor 2 to 3 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Florida State and Wake Forest will square off in an ACC college football showdown Saturday night in Tallahassee on the Seminole Sports Network.
Injuries and penalties have been the biggest issues for the Seminole offense lately, as FSU is coming off a bye week, which means many of the players may have had a chance to recover. As FSU is welcoming Wake Forest into town on Saturday. Pre-game is at 4:30 on News Radio 92.3, home of FSU football.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Book 'em, Dano.
sing that lyric again, John?
No, I'm not going to.
John goes, aw, and he starts grooving, and he said, right. Because your kiss is on my what? No.
I know, but
list.
I know, but it's I list. Just wanted to say it. Jeez. Brother can't say anything.
I know. We're just having a lot of fun today. Oh, and I saw this. We're going to ruin John's whole life here.
Great.
I've seen so many funny things on the internet this morning. It actually made me make a post where I said, the internet is terrible at information, but it excels at comedy if you get the right things coming in your feed. It's a picture of a little piggy, and it says, when I was... Oh, this is going to ruin somebody's life this morning. Hopefully all the young kids are already at school. When I was a little kid, I used to think this little piggy went to market meant it was going shopping. And it's got a picture of a pig with a fruit basket.
It was.
That's not what that means.
Well, I mean, you didn't want to say, well, pig's about to get bacon.
I mean, you know,
this little piggy went to bacon.
I just think it's funny because, you know, this little piggy ate roast beef, which is like this little piggy got to feast on his fellow cow, you know, the cows on the farm. Like, it's just, you know, there's all kinds of issues in this nursery rhyme, right?
Thanks, Andrew.
All right. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? And you were crushed by that.
I was.
You were crushed
literally.
To think that the piggy wasn't going shopping.
Right.
Okay. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, all right. He's working on something else that happens sometimes. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good morning. I assume you'd like some headlines?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, we can keep talking about nursery rhymes if you want.
Oh, I love nursery rhymes. But
Ask him.
Okay, all right.
Ask him.
Since you didn't hear the comments the moment ago, because I know you're working on something else, the little pig that goes to market, this little piggy goes to market?
Right.
What does that mean?
It's going shopping, right?
Bingo!
Going to the grocery store.
We got a bingo.
No, sir. No, that little piggy is not making a round trip.
You're not going to ruin this for me, are you?
He has already ruined it for me. And probably half the listening audience.
Somewhere deep in my heart, little David is dying a little bit right now. Don't do this to me this early in the morning. President Trump says he's made a deal with China on rare earth minerals used to make smartphones and other consumer electronics. The president announced the one-year deal after his meeting with Xi Jinping in South Korea yesterday. This deal would also see tariffs on China lowered by 10%. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he has not seen sufficient evidence to link Tylenol to autism. Kennedy told reporters yesterday that the association between Tylenol given shortly before, during, and immediately after pregnancy is not sufficient to say that it definitely causes autism, but he does say that the evidence is very suggestive. And getting some updated information on the death toll from Hurricane Melissa. It is rising after leaving a trail of destruction across the Caribbean. The damage apparently making it hard to get an accurate overall picture, but reports are saying at least 25 people were killed in Haiti and 4 people are confirmed dead in Jamaica.
Yeah, the number that I had seen actually from Haiti was 40 already. And remember, we were talking about this on the air, how everybody was so focused on Jamaica. And listen, we just don't know yet. We just don't know yet how bad Jamaica is going to be. Because they're still just even trying to get out of it's awful. But we saw the storm, one of the outer bands, lingering with heavy rain over Haiti. And I'm thinking, oh, God, this is going to be bad for Haiti, which is not in the path of the direct storm of the eye or anything, or even the high intensity winds. But, you know, Haiti with its terrible lack of infrastructure and hills and mudslides and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, oh, and yet, sure enough, turns out. That's been one of the major consequences for it. David, thanks so much for the update. You were done, right? Was that it?
Yep, that is it for me.
8:24. Sorry to ruin little David's whole world.
Poor David.
The text. I'm sorry. We're getting the text. Mm-hmm. Somebody 437-1620. This is a text. Holy crap! I'm 46 and I never realized that's what it meant with this little piggy went to market. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. Somebody's gonna be like. It doesn't have to mean that, Andrew. It doesn't have to mean that. Okay. All right.
Little piggy went to Cordova Mall.
Sure, and your dog went off to be with the happy farmer in the countryside. Sure, it did. Most nursery rhymes have a darker side. Somebody says that's true. They really are. If you ever read some like Grimm's fairy tales, nursery rhymes, all this stuff. I mean, even you know, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, we all fell down. You know what that's about, right?
No, please explain this. I really would like your explanation.
David is yelling from the other room. What are you saying?
Don't do it. He's going to ruin it for all of us.
I know.
It's about the plague. It's about people dying from the plague and thinking that a pocket full of posy would be a ward off, and otherwise they get all ashy and die. And get their, I mean, it's, the nursery rhyme is about the plague. Well, think about, I mean, okay, we could do a segment. We could do a segment.
I think but, you're going to have to.
Well, think about the, you know, and now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, the what? The what? If you die before you wake, that's not great. Or the baby in the bow, and you hope the bow doesn't break. And if, I mean, what's going to happen to that baby? Why'd it get up in the tree in the first place? I don't know. These are questions you ask.
Philosophy.
Am I
degree.
The only one asking these questions?
Yes.
Apparently.
You are the only one, my friend.
Why is, you know, everybody's all worried about Little Red Riding Hood. How about Grandma?
Well, Grandma can.
I mean, Grandma met her end.
Herself,
you know.
Yeah, well, it's about
these are all very dark, dark things that we teach the kids. Let's see. 437-1620. If you're of a certain age, all nursery rhymes have already been Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, that's true. That's right. Okay, John Pickens, that's traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10 westbound is just a slow and go right now due to an earlier accident that took out the red light controller, so that light is out. We do have first responders on the scene helping trying to direct traffic. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You're getting so
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting literary criticism responses now. Well, that's why the last one, in contrast, the little piggy went wee-wee-wee all the way home, because him going home was in contrast with the pig who went to market. Oh, my God. This is, somebody says, I hope the kids aren't listening. They're in school. I warn them. what did the pig say before he went to market? I'm dying for a ham sandwich.
Boom.
Oh, man. That's what's wrong with you people? I'm just like you, Andrew. That's what's wrong with me.
Ooh.
my boss, who is such a news nerd, I mean, he really is. He is a super news nerd. He's like, Andrew McKay, what are you doing to my radio station right now? the plague, I'm with you, Andrew. The pig never came back from market. Nursery rhymes are dark. Oh, they are. What about Jack and Joe going up the hill, each having a dollar, and Joe comes down with $2.
Stop it.
Andrew, stop. Oh, that's Meg. Stop it. London Bridge is falling down is about the fire. Yeah, no, see, they are. They're, it's Amy texting. They're all sinister stories. Yeah, so, but we're cracking her up, so that's good. All right, I'll take it. 828 on News. It's all the stuff in the world that you didn't want to think about, and now you know. You can't unknow.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is what we do. Hey, speaking of cars. At kickball last night, I really badly injured my calf. Like, I can't walk, badly injured it. And you would think, oh, must be the pain meds. No.
No.
I'm not on anything. Just Thursday. All right. Frontier Motors, if you need a new car, almost new car, you know, 1 to 3 or 4 years young, low miles, great condition. Every car they warranty to 10 or 100,000, 10 years or 100,000 miles. So they're only selling you good quality cars. Also, what this means is that they need to buy a bunch of good quality cars. Like, because they sell half their inventory or so every month, about 300 sell 150, that means that they need to replace or replenish that inventory. They go to car auctions, they buy off of leases, and they'll buy off of you. So if you've been thinking about getting rid of your two-year-old car with, you know, 25,000 miles on it, it's in good condition, take it to Frontier. They'll buy that car because they can sell that car. And if you want a better price, then they're directly offering you in 15 minutes. Maybe they'll do a consignment sale. It'll take a little bit longer, but, you know, you can do that too, whatever the case is. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, 437-1620, classically connected. The Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is coming a week from this Saturday at the Pensacola Sanger. Listen to win tickets or get them now at Ticketmaster or the Sanger Box Office Theater. Find out more at Pensacola Symphony. .com. FSU versus Wake Forest this weekend, the Battle of the Titans.
no comment.
Hey, I mean, I follow Auburn and Illinois. I've got nothing to say. Anyway, you can win tickets to go to the game. All you got to do is open up the News Radio Pensacola app, which you should already have. And if you open it up, it'll give you the opportunity to enter between 8 and 5, and then they'll be announcing the winners on Pensacola right now. So that is a great chance to sign up, you have a chance to win, and then you can go watch a good football game in Tallahassee, or at least a football game in Tallahassee. Did I say that out loud? I'm so sorry. we'll be back with the frivolous topic in a minute. We'll try to lighten it up a little bit.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump flying home from Asia for a White House Halloween after the crowning deals in Asia in his meeting with China's President Xi.
From 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12.
Fox's Doug Lusader.
Both sides really lowered the temperature, with China agreeing to buy U.S. soybeans and allow the export of rare earth elements. And while Trump said the thorny issue of Taiwan did not come up, the two sides did agree to work together on Ukraine, he said. She
and returning to the U.S., government shutdown day 30 with no paychecks, air traffic staffing issues piling up with a ground stop at Bizik Newark Liberty last night. French police arrest 5 more suspects in the Louvre heist, hoping to retrieve the French crown jewels, now with 7 in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning, nice and cool. We've got 53 degrees in Pensacola today. Property owners along South Palafox expressing support for the reimagined Palafox Street project during a meeting with Mayor D.C. Reeves this week. The $10.3 million project aims to enhance the area with brick pavers, wider sidewalks, improved drainage, better crosswalks. The final decision will rest with the Pensacola City Council. Most attendees backed the initiative, but a few did voice concerns about the potential impact of street closures. Well, Blue Angels Elementary School is hosting its Take a Veteran to School program next week. The school inviting parents, families, and community members to celebrate the school's ties to the military. That'll happen November 7th. Veterans from all branches will be recognized during a parade through the school, where students will line the halls waving American flags and cheering. Following that parade, the school hosts a program featuring performances by the school's chorus and special guest speakers. Principal Jane Murphy says it's important for the school due to its strong connections to Naval Air Station Pensacola. She says the school aims to honor all who serve. Now, Tacos Mexicanos in East Hill is closing its doors at the end of November. The owner announcing their decision in a Facebook post this week, thanking their loyal customers for their support over the years. The owner explained that he recently moved his family back to Mexico due to his wife's immigration status. After returning to Pensacola, he concluded that continuing operations here would be unfair to the customers that believe in him. The restaurant's been part of the Northwest Florida community since 2015. They closed their doors on November 30th. Well, here's some information for local anglers. Winter hours going into effect at one of our local fishing piers.
Important news to share with anglers today. Beginning Sunday, the Navarre Beach Pier is going to implement winter hours operating from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. These hours are intended to accommodate those who wish to fish or walk at sunrise. Now on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, the pier will follow holiday hours of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, Senator Rick Scott has a new bill focused on dangers that he says are posed by Chinese products. Scott introduced a bill yesterday making it easier for the Consumer Product Safety Commission to issue mandatory recalls of products from Chinese companies. He says that bill addresses reports of baby products and toy pieces from China that could be hazardous or even deadly. Scott says every day families unknowingly purchase products made in China that could be toxic, defective, or just dangerous. He says you can't allow communist China to deceive families and put them at risk. Governor Ron DeSantis calling for a crackdown on H-1B visa abuses. The governor saying yesterday he's directed the Florida Board of Governors to make sure that universities are not importing foreign workers instead of hiring qualified Americans. DeSantis said it will ensure American graduates come first. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Avalon Boulevard going southbound toward I-10, traffic is moving. We've got first responders on the scene trying to direct traffic. So pack your patience with that one. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Just some minor delays on Highway 90 as you approach Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be starting off with chilly temperatures in the 50s, getting into the mid-60s for your highs. Nice and sunny skies for your afternoon with partly cloudy skies through the first part of your afternoon. Heading into the evening, temperatures dropping into the 50s and then 40s overnight. For your Friday, your Halloween forecast, starting off chilly in the 40s, temperatures warming near 68 degrees for your afternoon. By Friday, your Halloween evening, temperatures will be dropping into the 50s and then the 40s overnight. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 54 degrees with cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. Your money now this hour. Markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow is down about 70 points, 70 and a quarter points at 47,561. The S&P is down 44 and three-quarter points at 68.45. The NASDAQ down 268 and a quarter points at 23.690. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, up a bit today at 2.655%. Gold prices down 19 bucks at 39.81.70. Silver down about 0.3 cents at 47.91. Looking at the crypto market, down across the board today. Bitcoin's down over 2,600 at 108.107. Even Ethereum's down 138 at 37.87. And the rest of the crypto market down as well today. Taking a look at our financial headlines. Dozens of Head Start programs may have to shut down if the government shutdown isn't over by Saturday. Head Start is a federal early education and support service program for low-income families with thousands of kids enrolled across the country. Over 130 of those programs in 41 states and Puerto Rico are at risk, affecting nearly 10% of all children that are in that program. Democrats are accusing the Trump administration of using food aid for struggling Americans as a negotiating chip in the shutdown. SNAP benefits for 42 million Americans run out Saturday because of the shutdown. On Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and President Trump accused President Trump of weaponizing hunger and turning millions of people into political pawns. Well, some McDonald's customers that pay with cash will have to pay just a little more or less for their meal because pennies are no longer being produced. The federal government stopped making new 1-cent coins this year because they say it costs more than a penny to make one. Some areas are now seeing penny shortages. McDonald's is responding with a plan to either round up or down to the nearest nickel. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. Go here. Get there.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons Saturday in Tallahassee? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Download our News Radio Pensacola app. And Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., tap the app.
Tap the app
for your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Ugh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So it's Halloween Eve. You know, tomorrow, which of course itself is the eve of All Saints Day. But Halloween Eve, and Meg's not here, so she can't talk me out of my choice. She literally just walked in. I was trying to think of a, like, what do I really want to ask this year? And, you know, we talk about, do you wear costume as an adult? Do you carve a pumpkin? What's your favorite Halloween tradition? What's the good and bad candy? These are all fun topics, but I've decided to go a different direction. I've decided to go with something really morbid. So here goes.
Lovely. Lovely.
I'm still upset about the pig.
Oh, well.
Me too.
Did
That's
you think
all I
the pig was
of.
Going shopping?
I'm not going to think anything else. I refuse to go there. I think it's rude. I'm very upset. That's why I'm
so
late.
Many,
I had to pull over and cry for a bit.
So many people texting me how sad they were to find out that that pig didn't make a round trip. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Among other things, the posy, everything else.
Yeah, oh, and the posy, by the way, somebody corrected me. The posy wasn't to ward off the plague. The posy was to make it so you couldn't smell the smell of the dead bodies. But, you know, hey,
okay,
hey, happy Thursday.
Okay,
that's so
okay.
much better for the kids. Anyway, so here goes. We're just in a weird mood today. Tell me that scene in a movie that even today gives you the shudders. Not scares you necessarily, but just freaks you out. You know, that scene where you're like, oh, I can't, you know, look directly at it because it just, even the memory of it, the echo of it in your brain is still so vivid and so disturbing to you. Yes, that's right. Disturbing horror Halloween movies here on the Pensacola Morning News. I have several. I'm sure you have several as well, but you have to have watched enough terrible movies in order to have a good answer to this question. John, do you have anything that jumps out to you?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is, still the piggy.
No, the piggy is the most horrifying because thing because that's the recency issue. You know,
right, I know.
Affected you recently. Okay.
Chucky coming alive and stabbing you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that really
little incongruous.
Yeah.
Little makes you not trust any of the dolls anymore ever.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what are they talking about while I'm gone?
All right. I could see that one. All right. Meg, do you have one that comes to mind? Looking for a scene from a movie that still disturbs you to this day because it was so jarring, so unexpected and unsettling.
When Andrew talked about the pig.
Oh. Y'all have lived sheltered lives if that's the worst thing you've seen. I love it. Oh, that's great. I feel so bad. Not really.
You should.
4-3-7-16-20. Do you have a...
No. You think
not
I'm
a
kidding?
One? Nothing?
Well, I don't really watch a lot of scary movies for that reason. I don't like the gory, scary, creepy stuff.
So, like, the Wicked Witch of the West melting?
That wasn't too bad.
Okay.
No, I'll have to think about
it.
I'm still upset. He thinks I'm kidding. I'm still upset about the pig.
Still traumatized about the pig.
That's my. I just can't even think about anything else, and I don't want to think about anything that's worse.
You know, we've been doing an interview that we did. Somebody did with the butcher shop owner. So you know, I mean, it's just you know. All right, I have a bunch of answers, but I don't want to steal anybody's answer. So I'll give you my answer sort of at the end. You know, after other people have submitted their suggestions. 4-3-7-16-20. Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Yeah, the head spinner.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. Somebody says, speaking of pigs, Deliverance. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I can never. Ding, 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 ding. You know, like, that is forever associated. Oh, no. Yeah, unpleasant. Don't make me think of that. Let's see. What else do we have here? 437-1620.
I do have one.
Oh, all right, go on.
Okay, but this is from a long time ago, and that's probably the beginning of my not watching horror movies.
Okay.
Psycho.
Oh,
the shower
okay,
scene.
Okay, the shower scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Took me a while to take a shower after that.
What was based on the Ed Gein story, because I saw that documentary. Well, not a documentary, but...
But is the shower scene more jarring, or is the Anthony Perkins in his mom's wig and dress more...
The
no,
shower
it's the shower
scene.
Okay, all right.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And here you guys are... Aren't you shower curtain closers?
Well, of course.
Oh, I'm confused now.
I don't have an issue.
Did you learn nothing from the movie?
I learned everything.
You know, I'm going to just take you and throw you out of this studio.
It's like you refuse to learn from other people's mistakes. 437-1620.
Meg, it's been all morning.
Oh, this
is
a rough
all morning? This yeah. is bad.
This is not a horror movie, although sort of it is. It's a real life kind of horror movie. It's at the end of Braveheart when Mel Gibson comes to his end and what happens in that moment. You don't remember? Okay, well, I'm not going to tell you. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. It's bad enough. I don't want to describe it. It's awful.
Okay.
Go on. What do you got?
All right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. Even Avalon Boulevard southbound is rolling delay-free, which is great news on that. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The question of the day is, what's a scene from a movie that creeps you out even to this day or that startles you, jars you, even the... It doesn't have to be a horror movie. It can be something that was just, you know, startling. Somebody says, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Man, that was my favorite movie as a kid. I do not remember it much. The child police guy, so creepy, the one who captured the kids. I don't remember that at all. I need to go back and watch that movie. I need to go watch Ricky Tikki Tavi. I got a lot of kids' movies I need to go back and watch. I just recorded The Last Unicorn on my DVR. I'm so excited to go watch that again. But people want to say Watership Down is that same. This could be a separate topic, is kids' movies that are horrifying, because there's a lot of them. That's in line with what we talked about earlier with the nursery rhymes. So I'm going to make a note, kids' movies, horrify. Okay. All right. back to this. In Jaws, when the girl gets her torso bent in half. Oh, yeah. No, that
opening scene yeah. still. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Final Destination, the log truck. Oh, yeah. You don't forget that. No. I can't drive behind a log truck. I feel like... You're asking for it. If you don't know, you don't know. Here's Johnny from The Shining. That's not the one that creeps me out. The creeps me out one is where he's in the maze with the axe hunting down the kid. You know, that's the, you know, and then he freezes to death in the, you know. The Silence of the Lambs at the dining room table. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, okay. You know, having a few friends for dinner, right? Yeah. Let's see. The shower scene in Psycho still affects me, and I'm 72.
There you go.
Pet Cemetery, when the son is hit by the vehicle, and a throwback to, I don't think I want to say that one on the radio. Let's see. Oh, Alien. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. When that thing came out of his
stomach.
When
he comes out, when he pops out. Yeah, that'll get you.
I tried to forget that.
Same thing. Somebody else said the first Alien movie when the face hugger jumped out of the egg. That's a different part of the movie, but that'll get you too. That's a, especially because that one gets worse as you know the movie and what happens thereafter. Because at first it's just like, oh, it's a big spider on my face. No. In the old black and white, The Haunting, when the door to the nursery opens on its own, inviting Eleanor to come in, and she does. The transformation in The Fly. Oh, yeah, I just watched that not that long ago. That's really gruesome when Jeff Goldblum, you know. Yeah, no, that's bad. The clown under Robbie's bed in Poltergeist. Oh, the clown at all in Poltergeist. Clowns. The tree in Poltergeist was one that messed me up.
Hmm.
And trees and, you know, all that. Friday the 13th, 3D, where Jason squishes a guy's, you know, above his shoulders portion. Nightmare on Elm Street, I refuse to take a shower for a long time. What about getting on a bed? Nightmare on Elm Street, the bed scene.
I was really looking forward to a relaxing, quiet, peaceful weekend.
Pet Cemetery, the whole movie. our granddaughter played the part of the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at PSC. Oh, okay. All right.
Cool.
Very cool. I mean, horrible. But The Ring, when the body makes those quick movements across the floor, that scurry stop kind of motion. All right, I'll give you mine. Since we're coming to the end of this segment, I know it's almost over, thank God. I have a couple. The cockroaches in Creepshow. The wealthy guy in his isolated tower and the cockroaches at the end. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. Flash Gordon, one of my all-time favorite campy movies. The stump creature. I don't stick my hands into nothing anymore. You know, when they're playing the test for the green men, when the forest men, arboreals, when they're testing, they're putting their hand in the stump, and then the creature either stabs you or it doesn't, and that's how you... No? Nothing? Okay. All right.
I didn't watch that one. But you did make me think of the horrible scene in I think it was Fargo with the wood chipper.
Oh, yeah. No, that qualifies. and now I got my last three. Okay, here's my last three. One is, for whatever reason, forever creeped me out. In the Twilight Zone movie, the sister with her mouth closed up always gave me the worst heebie-jeebie nightmares for forever. And then this is a tie for first place. It's a tie. I don't know which one is worse. Star Trek II, the earwigs in the helmet that Khan puts in.
Ooh.
That's a... Because, you know...
Why, Andrew? Why?
I slept with my hands over my head for years.
Why?
And then in The Thing, the original John Carpenter, when the dude's doing CPR, and I'll just leave it at that. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. Oh, somebody, Meg, you're such an optimistic person, somebody says. Let's see. The end
Not
fight
anymore.
Between the mountain and the viper in Game of Thrones. 7, what's in the box? Oh, yeah. Go, Meg. Andrew has met his match. Oh, somebody did text in The Thing. The test compressions. That's right. That is a... Oh, my God. That is a horrible, horrible, horrible scene. All right. We'll just move on to math since we're on the subject. If your kids are struggling with math or, you know, going to sleep at night after they listen to this show, listen, it's very normal. It's very normal. Many, many people struggle at math. And, you know, it's really just a matter of what skills they have been taught and taught in a way that they understand. And look, you know, you might move from regular math over into algebra and that's an issue, or into algebra to geometry to trig, or it just might be that a teacher, you know, didn't ever quite give them a skill that they really need. And then, you know, the problem is if you're behind in fifth grade, you're going to be more behind in sixth, seventh, and eventually it feels insurmountable. It's not. The folks at Mathnasium teach kids just like your kids all the time and help them fix those issues, overcome those deficiencies, and really get back up to at speed or even ahead of grade level and make them enjoy math again. 94% of parents report an improvement in child's math skills and understanding. 90% of students saw an improvement in their school grades. My own son was a tutor at Mathnasium for about a year before he graduated, and we really believe in this program, and the owners are dear friends of ours as well. Anyway, what you do is you take your child in for an assessment. Assessment is totally free, no obligation. Just find out what you're dealing with, and then they can talk to you about what they think they can do to help. And trust me, they can absolutely help. And they take step-up money now, too, so that's a really big bonus. Mathnasium located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Fall is here, and White Sands Electric wants to remind you it's the perfect time of year for safety upgrades, like replacing that antique breaker panel or adding surge protection. Also, it's getting darker earlier, and White Sands Electric wants their commercial clients to know their 42-foot and 65-foot bucket trucks and their 126-foot boom lift can take care of virtually any exterior lighting repairs or upgrades. Call 850-433-6080 or visit whitesandselectric.com today.
A lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
afternoon, everybody.
Oh, Norm!
Norman?
How's life, Norm?
Not for the squeamish, Coach.
As long as the shutdown continues, the homecoming show is not going to happen. And it breaks my heart because the Blue Angels are such just an icon. It's, you know, it's, we're the biggest cheerleading base for the Blue Angels. The enthusiasm that they create creates enthusiasm throughout the United States Navy, but also in Northwest Florida. So the homecoming show is near and dear to my heart. I hope government gets open so the show kind of goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have put in a request for, I don't know if there's a go, no-go date for the show, but we're 2 weeks and a day out. I mean, it's, you know, it is right around the corner. And I will tell you, I am sort of suddenly a little more optimistic that Congress may solve this weekend. Then again, because of the SNAP stuff. Then again, the going theory is that the Democrats are willing to solve this after the election in New York on, what, Tuesday, right, is the election? So, and maybe they do retroactive SNAP distributions, maybe, you know? I don't know. But I really hope the shutdown doesn't persist so long that we don't have a homecoming air show, because obviously, you know, they can't do the air show if there's, you know, civilian access and everything else. So, let's hope that is not the case. It's already been such a, you know, significant impediment to the Blue Angels air show season, so let's just hope it doesn't continue. 437-1620, 437-1620. We talked about this earlier, and I just thought it was a fascinating conversation. China has instituted, and I don't normally go to like, hey, look what China's doing, maybe we could too. you know, it's like China is just California farther, right? It's just, I mean, both geographically and ideologically. But China has instituted a policy that its social media influencers cannot comment on subjects like money, finances, health. What were the other ones, John? It was health and medicine and law and financial things, that they are not allowed to comment on these things unless they have certifications, education, and that actually has to be validated by the social media platform. Because they're trying to cut down on misinformation. Now, China is no great sponsor of freedom of speech. You know, they have all kinds, like Facebook. You can't even get Facebook in China, I think. But, you know, I'm not looking to China as like the pattern for almost anything. But I thought this was interesting because we already don't allow people to sell medical advice without being licensed. You can give it, but you can't sell it. You know, you can't sell legal advice without being licensed. You can't, you know, sell financial advice without, you know, having some kind of a certification. And there are reasons for that, because these things matter. Education is another one that is also in this category. So finance, health, medicine, law, or education. Now, not to be the one to come to say China's doing it right, but the internet is such a cesspool. I mean, it is so bad. I will tell you that if it doesn't come from a verified news source, I always fact check it. I mean, always. And 90% of the time is fake. And now you got fake photos, fake videos, you got all this stuff running around. So, and it's not that, you know, verified news sources are always correct. You know, we make mistakes too, but man, the chance, right, is much lower. So what I understand them as doing is saying to all of these crazy influencers who are getting things to do crazy, horrible, self-harming things, we're going to make that not happen anymore. Which is interesting because, you know, the primary source of stupidity and bad information and advice on the internet is from TikTok. Who makes TikTok? Well, you say the content creators. Well, China makes TikTok. We're in the middle of a massive battle over whether TikTok can be connected to China and operate in the United States. And, you know, so it's interesting that while China is making it illegal for you to comment on finance, health, medicine, law, or education without relevant education and certifications, and they'll even punish the platform for it. Meanwhile, here, you know, they're trying to make sure that everybody has TikTok, which is the primary offender for these things. So, I don't know, it just can't make sense of it. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of the censorship, not a big fan of the government getting involved in it, but it does seem like there would be some room based on what we already prohibit people selling advice as. Now, if you just want to give advice, maybe that's okay. But yeah, I don't know. It caught me as interesting, and I wrote a really long article about it, and I thought, let's talk about it. So we did. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. Meg comes up next. You can console her over her traumatic experience with me this morning and horror movies.
Local talk.